And let's talk to the Minister of Higher Education and Training, Ms. Naledi Pandor, about a number of issues in the education sector. And of course, this is your opportunity right now to speak to the Minister. Minister, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bongi. Morning to your listeners.
All right, so let's start with a quick update, Minister. I mean, at the University of Limpopo, it's exam time now, but I'm told that exams were stopped there, or postponed at least yesterday, as a result of disruptions by students and workers protesting over outsourcing. We had hoped that the issue of labor broking and outsourcing at universities was being looked at to a point where perhaps it would not become an issue at all. So broadly, talk to us about labor broking in these institutions. I know that sometimes it's not academic, it's not curriculum connected, but it interrupts what's going on at the university and what you know about the University of Limpopo right now. What's the latest that you have?
I'm not aware of disruptions at University of Limpopo at present. And I will certainly, I'm sure, get a briefing later today. However, the matter of employment is a university responsibility and not that of the department. What we would want is to, of course, be certain that workers are being treated properly, that they enjoy their labor rights, have proper contracts, are not abused by anybody who has responsibility for their employment. So I will look into what is happening, but I'm not responsible as a minister for employing workers or other services on our university and college campuses.
Okay, fair enough. Students, Minister, have raised concerns about not yet receiving their NSFAS funding. Universities, too, are still being owed a lot of money. I think it's $1 billion or thereabout. We spoke to NSFAS about this, and they said that, you know, they have cleared quite a huge backlog on their side.
Yeah.
But they accused the universities of not supplying them with student details. And you have said that that is not acceptable, that in May, Minister, you know, some students have not gotten their funding. So what is the plan there, and what is the latest?
Well, Bongi, what I've done, I announced last week that I've sent in a team of my officials, and we approached the universities and asked them to release staff from the financial aid offices who would join my departmental officials, and they will be based at the National Student Financial Aid Scheme offices to unravel this problem. And I said by 31st of May, all resources that should be at universities and in the accounts of students must have been resolved. So we've taken that step, both to support the National Student Financial Aid Scheme with what is a really big undertaking of massive doubling of resources, and you know, giving them additional support from our institutions of higher learning to help them resolve this problem.
So are you optimistic that at least by end of May there will be no students who are you know, sleeping in lecture halls and libraries and so on and so on, because that issue would have been sorted out?
Well, as to the accommodation, that is an ongoing problem, because we have to build additional accommodation, as you know, and not all of it will be built by the end of May. But as to allowances, those should be in the hands of the students. Those students who've rented accommodation should be able to pay the cost of the rented accommodation. Institutions need to be reimbursed for monies that they provided to students in lieu of payments by NSFAS. So those processes must be addressed.
Okay.
And the matter of infrastructure is ongoing. We have made allocations. Further allocations will be made. Universities are currently submitting their final plans for a building of new residence accommodation. And, you know, we're working hard. I mean, I don't sleep worrying about young people not having allowances to purchase food or textbooks. And, you know, we're working very closely with the NSFAS board and the NSFAS staff, and we intend to solve this one.
Okay. Let's listen to some of the voice notes, Minister, that have come through on 0614-104-107. Then you'll be able to respond to one or two of them. Just take a listen.
Good morning. I want to know if the Ministry of Higher Education is aware of the NSFAS not having to pay the student, the currently and the previously funded student, their fees in terms of the accommodation. Students already have been waiting for like 5 months, and it seems to be a crisis now because most of them that I know of are being kicked out. What is being done about this?
I guess, Minister, you've kind of like responded to this, but maybe you just want to assure this caller that you are working on it, and of course there's a team now.
We're working very hard, and where the particular cases are brought to our attention, we do seek to address them. I've tried to look into exactly what the problem is. Part of it is lack of submission of the necessary information to NSFAS. We have to be sure, or NSFAS has, that when they release funding, it's released to the right person who has signed all the required documentation. Secondly, I've discovered that the fund notification is done via mobile technology, mobile phones. And what happens is a lot of students change their cell number. So they apply in the previous year, and then in the new year they get a new SIM card. But the form has the old number of the previous, of the year of application.
Yeah.
And when they buy a new SIM card, they don't inform the institution. So we've been issuing communication, asking students, if you've changed your number, please inform the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, so that the funds can be released to you and you will receive notification that you are confirmed as a beneficiary. So, all you know, there are things that all of us need to ensure we do in order for the funds to reach our students.
Janus in Cape Town, good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Minister. Good morning, Bongi. Thank you for taking my call. Eventually, I can talk to somebody who can perhaps understand me. My point is, Mrs. Minister, that I came from Poland, and in Poland we had a system. You are also responsible for, of course, for the colleges as well, isn't it? Yes. So my point is that I'm trying to introduce a system which was implemented in Poland, where, because what is important for the artisan? Is it more important for artisan to be trained practically, or that's my point. So we had a system when we had a schools which could train them practically on the building side, and that it was very successful. And not only train them, but also pay them for the job they did on the side. So if you can perhaps introduce such a system, I would like to be a part of this. I train many of them on the building side, electricians, plumbers, and builders. We haven't got a builders college, by the way, in our country. We've got electricians, we've got plumbers, but we haven't got a proper builders. I'm not talking about a plaster, a bricklayer. So if Mrs. Minister, if you would like to introduce such a system, I would like to be a part of this. I don't think I've got too much time. I'm trying to make a short story about it, but really it can help, because it's also important that people, that students will be paid for the job they do, and the money can be used for the transport, for the food, for whatever.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well,
and I hope
we're trying to introduce a model exactly like that, of a much more intense focus on practical training in these vocational skill areas. And I'd be very happy if Janus would contact the construction sector in order to find out from them how he might register as a training provider, because the CETAs do, which are sector education and training authorities, do use training providers outside of the CETAs,
okay,
including our TVET colleges.
Yeah.
So he could either approach a CETA or approach some of our colleges in the province in which he's located to find out what form of partnership might be possible between himself and the institution.
All right.
But I was launching a program yesterday of the training of artisans, and it's in collaboration with industry partners. These young people will be trained on the job, actually with the tooling that they will use on the job, with the heavy machinery and heavy trucks that will be the trucks they work on as mechanical engineers. So we are moving into that very practical artisan training space.
That's
very
good.
Firmly.
Tamara, you are in East London. Hi.
Good morning, Bongi.
Good morning,
the
Tamara.
Minister. Quickly, I want to challenge the minister to follow up on this. I was a student at UNISA. The reason I say I was, this semester I couldn't study because my studies were cancelled due to NSFAS not paying for my studies, of which we are encouraged to go and apply for NSFAS. But NSFAS is not doing anything, of which now it seems like our rights are being violated by people that are supposed to assist us to study. My reference number for NSFAS, I can give it to the minister. I applied on the 30th of August 2017. Up until today, I haven't received not a single response.
Okay,
NSFAS.
The number, Ronald is going to take your number and then we'll pass on to the office of the minister. I don't think it would be wise to do it on
that.
Yeah, okay. Tamara, the minister will follow up on this one. Mvusiwe Khaya, you are in Bisho, and the last time I checked, you were in government also. Good morning. Mvusi? Hello, Mvusi?
Yes, Bongi?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Mvusiwe Khaya. Go for it.
Yes. Look, good morning to you and the minister. Three things for me. I want to propose to the minister that these sitters need to be collapsed into one sitter and take the money they have, use it for out-of-school youth training, and take some of it for free higher education. But the second thing is around NSFAS. I'm not sure if the minister is aware that NSFAS pays more for each student, and they end up having what is called a change, and they use that money to buy clothes, to buy cell phones, things that are not critical in their education. I think universities and colleges are charging NSFAS too much for these students, and money amounts that are above the cost fees. So this makes a problem for fiscals in terms of funding this. I think that's one thing she needs to look at. The last thing, I'm not sure if she will be able to help me. My wife completed electrical engineering at WUSU, and she's begging to get her certificate, her diploma, because the guy who was lecturing them lost the reports from their in-service training and stuff, and she needs this diploma certificate. I would really appreciate if she can help me with this one.
All right. Thank you very much, Mvusi. The issue of sitters, Minister, very, very important. If we still need the sitters as they are right now, or they need to be reconfigured perhaps so that they produce the skill that is needed by the industry in South Africa.
Yes, as I indicated in my budget speech last week, we're currently carrying out a review of the whole sitter landscape, and I will be concluding that process in 2019, and we will announce the changes, and this will take effect from 2020.
Oh, fantastic. Another issue, Minister, is that of students dropping out of university. The dropout rate is very, very high, and it's concerning you. Have you done a study of some sort to understand why, and what are you doing about it? Because some of them are using the NSFAS money.
Yes, well, I have looked at it, and it is an area in which we do have some concern. However, you might recall again that we've developed this University Capacity Development Program, UCDP, for which we allocate this year over 920 million rand. It has four key priorities that we're trying to address. The first is to develop leadership and management capability within institutions. The second is to provide foundation programs to support student success within the universities and colleges, within universities rather. And then the third is to support curriculum enhancement and this issue of decolonization, which you'll remember has been very current in South Africa. And the fourth, to support academics to complete their postgraduate degrees at master's and more especially PhD level. So these form the basis of a significant intervention by government to support student success. And we have seen, Abongi, that where we provide strong, well-designed foundation programs, students are more likely to succeed. So we are making greater investment in that kind of academic support and development to young people so that we can improve teaching, support learning, and ensure success.
Okay. Minister, unfortunately, we are unable to talk about the 1.1 billion rand that your department has released for student accommodation. We will always catch up on this particular issue. It's a long-term project. We'll talk again. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you very much for me.
Highly appreciated. Minister of Higher Education and Training is Naledi Pandor.